Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
So look, we got some plant here that you're going to show us. What have you got here from your farm?
But before we start tipping along at that, now, Patrick.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I have a wee present for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's a free-range eggs from County Leitrim.
Lovely. Yeah. And these are from your farm?
Yeah.
Well, who knows what's going to happen with that egg? God only knows. That is from the Late Late Toy Show, and the Late Late Toy Show is back this Friday at 9:35 PM on RTE1, streaming worldwide on the RTE Player. And here to tell us more about it is James Dempsey. James, lovely to see you in studio.
Thank you, Tom. I promise to stay here for the entire duration this
yes,
time.
Yes, indeed. You excited about the Late Late Show?
Yes and no. I think often people fall into one of two camps, which is they either love it or they loathe it. And I am kind of on the fence. It really depends on how festive I'm feeling on that particular Friday of December when it rolls around. But like what I have been doing is reflecting a lot upon the role the toy show plays in all of our lives. And it is kind of a unique, as far as I would consider, televisual institution worldwide, right? So like it manages to somehow tap into a nostalgia trap for literally everyone under the age of 50, because it has been around for so long. And so very few things are sort of part of everybody's childhood. And yet this is perhaps one of those things in Ireland. So it does exist in this unique pantheon by itself, which makes it this kind of bulletproof show on the Irish airways. But that's not to say it isn't without its criticism either.
I can't get over the fact there's only been four presenters in all of those 50 years. Gay, Pat, you can know them by their first name. Gay, Pat, Ryan and Patrick. There must be a Mount Rushmore of them somewhere around here.
I don't think if the budget is there forever.
surely by Friday there'll be a Lego Mount
I would
Rushmore.
Say, you know, and I have seen all of them, right? Like as in, yeah. I, well, who has it, right? But like as in, I grew up obviously as a child in the 90s and early 2000s. So that was my era of Gay Byrne and then Pat Kenny. Each of them brought their own different kind of skill set to it. Gay's was kind of like smart with the children, a bit like kind of sardonic, I would say, whereas Pat was like kind of awkward dad, you know, right? Maybe awkward uncle, maybe, who didn't quite know what to get you on Christmas Day. And then obviously Ryan Tuberty came along. I would describe his tenure there as
one of the children,
manic almost, right?
Yes.
And I think with Patrick Kielty, who's now his third time, third go around, obviously for him, it's not brand new.
Yeah.
This is his third time doing it. He knows kind of what to do with it. He has an easier charm with the children, I think, than kind of Tuberty did. Sometimes I felt like Tuberty was kind of one-upping them in terms of getting the jokes in, whereas really the whole point here is you point cameras at children and you get them to say funny things. Now, that is not to say that this is an easy show to produce. Obviously. The other thing I was struck by...
More present,
indeed,
yes.
Right? Exactly, right? Like, imagine having to stand in front of children all day, every day.
I always think, you know, you're watching this little bit, but going through the presenter's head is that he has to be on a different mark.
Agreed.
In 45 seconds' time with a different group of children and a different toy.
And it needs to work, and it needs to make sense, and you need the child not to freeze on camera, and you need to then get on to the next group of performers, and you need to give them the right name at the right time,
etc. And you do all of that and make the whole nation feel like they're having the best night of their lives.
Agreed. And obviously it has become, as I said, such a nostalgia trap for the entire country that it is, you know, perhaps probably the RTE Player's biggest international hit as well, in that the Irish diaspora tune into it probably after the fact, more so given time zone differences, but that it goes around the world as this uniquely Irish thing. Yeah.
It does a lot of good too. I mean, the money that it raises is fairly significant, isn't it?
Without a doubt, right. So there is the charitable wing. And I kind of, I was trying to think, like when I was a child, did they do that as well? It did only actually start in 2020, but it has raised more than 26 million euros at this point, which is a fantastic
amount. That is amazing. On top of that too, because the nature of the media has changed so much, the Late Late Show must lend itself to social media and viral hits and everything else.
Yes, but there's kind of a trap in that as well, right? In the sense that sometimes I felt in recent years that they have been absolutely trying to capture this viral moment. Whereas, of course, what people actually enjoy about virality is kind of it being genuine and not disingenuous, and trying, like, you know, having multiple cameras set up to deliberately capture this moment can sometimes feel a little bit on the nose. But like, yes, definitely. I mean, there are obviously perhaps the most, like, you know, the ones I think about of recent years are the horologist. Do you remember the boy talking about watches? And then they might have the father or mother of in the army returning to a child and seeing them for the first time in months, and all that kind of stuff is very heartwarming and it's very sweet. Last year, there was a lovely one involving two girls doing a BFF quiz and winning a trip to Orlando. I mean, there's a few corporate sponsorships thrown in as well, but like, who cares, right? Yes. Like, all in, it's not a night to question capitalism. Let's face it. It's sort of like, it's kind of like QVC on RTE.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a bit of that, yeah. And I do wonder how one for everyone in the audience is bearing up under the government's new tax regime and benefit in kind in particular, I was thinking. Still hold up.
Hope they're keeping their receipts, basically. Yeah.
Take the joy out of everything. Bottom line, though, when you've seen the Late Late Show Toy Show, it is officially Christmas. And
sure, I'll give you that.
You can put your Christmas tree up without having people point at you, which is great. Right. On to now a series which is on Now TV and Sky Atlantic, and which I didn't realise until today has an Irish writer. This is All Her Fault. Take a listen to this.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I'm here to pick up my son, Milo.
I think you got the wrong house. There's no Milo here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just check. This is... Hang on. The address is 1800 Crescent Hollow Road. If I'm not home from work when you get there, my nanny will be there with the boys.
I've seen this and I thought it was absolutely brilliant and terrifying, but brilliantly acted and kept you in the edge of your seat. And yeah, it did get a bit convoluted at times. Another twist, but I didn't mind.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly in the same place. I think this belongs in the kind of canon, you know, how I would describe it is women with coats. Right, like as in these dramas, you know, Big Little Lies, Little Fires Everywhere, women in beautiful coats and
Noticed that before. And now I'll probably never see anything else.
Well, good. I'm glad to have imparted something, right? Yeah. Obviously, obscenely beautiful houses as well in the background. And then usually kind of fairly dud husbands, right? That's kind of
wealthy.
Wealthy, well, they've got that going for them, but some of us are looking for more in a husband.
I wouldn't.
So the story here comes from a novel created by Andre Amara, a very successful Irish writer who had a whole career and then sort of had a career setback and decided to take up writing after that, and writes these thrillers and is extremely successful, has been nominated for multiple awards for doing so. And this, as far as I can tell, is the first adaptation. And if anyone is the real winner from this, and there are plenty to, you know, there's plenty of spoils to go around, it's Andre Amara, because this is going to drive huge international attention towards all of her books, which could easily be now adapted into other things as well.
I didn't know about her, and we were talking earlier about Michelle Obama saying you need to be sorted, or reacting to people who think you need to be sorted by 35. I'd say Andrea thought she was sorted by 35. She was working from Mallow, County Cork. She's working in financial services, a fund manager, was made redundant, did a blog on children, started writing novels, has written one novel a year since. This is her third novel. Yeah. And look where it's gone.
Yeah, she's doing pretty well.
That's an amazing story.
So it's adapted anyway by Megan Gallagher, and it's starring, who we heard in the clip there, Sarah Snook, late of Succession, where she played Shiv Roy. And she's a very successful actress. She just won a Tony, I think, in the US. So she's got the skills. But here you see a completely different side to what you would have seen with Shiv Roy. Shiv Roy, this absolutely icy, mean, spirited, difficult, hard living woman. And here we find a mother put in this impossible situation where her only child has gone missing, essentially. And not only gone missing, but with the understanding of has been kidnapped. And we follow her and her husband, played by Jake Lacey. He's Peter. He of The White Lotus. And he's got a funny career because he sort of started as this sort of, let's say, B-list heartthrob. You know, he was in the final season of The Office as the new Jim. He's appeared in various different shows as this kind of cute, alternative, non-threatening guy. And then he was in The White Lotus where he played a no gooden, and now he basically has a career as no goodens. Not to spoil anything, which I haven't really. And basically, there's a lot of things to unpack in the story. There's the missing child. There's also his relationship, Peter, I should say, with his own brother and sister. His brother has been disabled due to a childhood injury, and his sister, for which his sister is responsible, and she has grown up, with substance abuse issues. Yet they all live in this absolutely sunny house.
Yes, it's like a compound. Yeah,
it's absolutely massive, overlooking what is supposed to be Chicago, but what is actually suburban Melbourne. And this is so clearly shot in Australia because you can see all the houses in the background are these, like, you know, Australian style houses, and every Australian character actor you've ever seen in anything shows up doing a very credible American accent. All in, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I did find it pulpy and at times silly, but each kind of twist I thought was sort of believable in its own right? They are camp and they are silly, but they play sort of just right. The tone is just right. It zips along at a very good pace. You have Dakota Fanning as Jenny Kaminsky, who is the kind of mother who the kidnapper sets up as the sort of, she was supposed to be with you all along kind of thing, who gets her own subplot involving her own terrible husband. Basically, if you hate your husband, this is absolutely the show to watch, because it's just about being constantly disappointed by the husband in your life.
A lot of very hateable husbands, in fairness. It's very disappointing men running through this. I noticed that. And I thought Sophia Lillis plays Carrie Finch. I thought that was a great character.
She gets a great sort of standalone episode around the end, which I thought might derail the plot, but actually worked for me very well. Yeah,
very good. Right, we're going to have a quick look at this. This is called The Mighty Nine. New episodes every Wednesday on Amazon Prime Video. Take a listen to this.
Hey, where are you two going?
My amulet. I must fetch it before.
Look, we may not like each other, but if we don't stick together, you're going to be back in that cell faster than you can say Nicodranas.
Why would I say Nicodranas?
It's just a figure of speech.
Psst, dipshits. Always clear.
Nine, I am not leaving without it.
It's not my fault!
Crash, bang, wallop. You don't hear a lot of that these days. An animated venture, this?
Very much so. So, are you familiar with Critical Role?
I'm afraid no.
Okay. Do you know what Dungeons & Dragons is?
Yes.
In theory, like, or have you? Yeah. I mean, I've never played it myself.
Never played it, but I've interviewed on the radio people who have and who made it their lives.
Yeah.
And who talked about it being the only thing that was there for them when they were growing up, and how they'd find other people who played it. And it was a board game, wasn't it?
Yeah. I have never played it, but it is it's a role-playing board game where you roll a very specific shaped die. I don't know how many sides it has. Yeah. But yes, right, that is. So
if you were living in small town anywhere and you found somebody else in small town anywhere who played it, you had a friend for life.
So Critical Role is the name of a group of professional D&D players who started maybe 10, 15 years ago this online. They're comedians and voice actors in their own right, but they started this online campaign, which is the name of, you know, a D&D game one might play. If I'm using the wrong language, D&Ders out there, please don't come for me. Right, sorry, I apologize. Ooh. So the first campaign became an animated series called Vox Machina. It was this hugely successful online phenomenon where people would tune in every week to see how these funny people would continue their online game. And it kind of broke through, not absolutely massively, but let's say some people, even I who have never played D&D, had heard of Critical Role before The Legend of Vox Machina came out. And they had a second campaign, which is this, The Mighty Nine. So it is a spin-off of a continuing show, but it's a completely separate story, if you get me, right?
Sure.
Now, as you said, it is an animated cartoon on Amazon, and I would say it is, without a doubt, for adults. So do not sit your young children in front of this before, you know, over the Christmas holidays, because it is hyper-violent, it is very sexualized, it is tongue-in-cheek, whose cheek? I won't even say, but all in, it is not for children. Is it for adults? Yeah, definitely. Is it for me? I'm still on the fence about this because I like, you know, I watched The Legend of Vox Machina. I'm not a D&Der, but I understand it is all these archetypes, you know, a thief, a mage, a wizard, whatever, going off in this fantasy adventure. They usually have a MacGuffin, something to find, something to kill, something to unite them, etc. This is exactly the same thing. We have a disparate group of characters played by, obviously, all these different archetypes. Again, a wizard, a mage, a thief, a little sprite. You know, I'm getting these all things wrong. An evil elf, etc. I'm okay on that. But I've seen it before because it's exactly the same thing as Vox Machina. If I liked that, I'll like this. And that would be the same for everyone else. You have to be open to this idea of hyper-violent fantasy cartoons with tongue-in-cheek jokes.
And is it a bit like Dungeons and Dragons, where the people who were into it were so into it and they would live in this Dungeons and Dragons universe? So I'm getting is the people who love this are very much the same.
Well, the advantage they have is they already have an audience, right? So they did the graft. They built this core audience with their online streaming of their playing of D&D previously with their various campaigns, which have gone on for years and have been, you know, hugely successful to the point that they've taken them off YouTube and completely monetized them on a different website. And people pay for them. So they know they already have a core audience for this. And for that audience, they get the reward of the full package of the kind of what was previously just a group of people sitting around a round table and rolling a awkward shaped dice die. Whereas for newer viewers, this needs to break through to that. And I don't know if it's different enough from what I've seen before to be kind of essential viewing. Really.
Sure. Okay. Hey, watching anything else? Did you watch the DJ Carey documentary?
I didn't. Should I?
Oh man, absolutely. Yeah, it's fascinating. Fascinating. What a story. I mean, apart from what happens towards the end of it, as a, you know, a hurler.
Yeah.
My God.
Quite a fall from grace.
Yeah, it is. It is quite a fall from grace. No questions about that, but I loved it. James, that was great. Great to talk to you with such clarity in the studio.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.